Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Special dedication from Larry Tinsley to the Honorable Congressman John Lewis. The People Station V103, that was James Cleveland, Reverend James Cleveland, Touch and Deliver.
Yes, indeed.
I'm Rashad Richard, Realest Man on Radio, Maria Boynton. How are you?
I am doing well here representing News Department here at V103. It is a time of reflection for us here.
Yeah.
Of course, we have Congressman John Lewis, Rashad, who announced yesterday that he is in the fight of his life, but he says it's not a fight that he can't handle. He has been diagnosed with stage 4, and we're talking stage 4 pancreatic cancer. He said in a statement yesterday that he was diagnosed during a regular visit to his physician. And how important are those?
Right. Right. One thing about Congressman John Lewis is that we all know he's a fighter, and he has always fought for other people. Now he's fighting for himself, but we're fighting with him. I got to tell you, Maria, I still feel sorry for cancer.
Okay.
Because cancer has met no match like Congressman John Lewis.
Fighting.
Yeah.
Hard.
That's right. That's right. We want to make sure we take time to absolutely let people know how powerful this man is. Remember, he was elected back in 1987, but he gained national prominence in the 1960s.
Yes, he did.
In a sense, he was actually bigger than the congressional district before he ever ran for Congress. He was a national figure and a national icon when he decided to run for Congress. He is known as the dean of the Georgia Congressional Delegation.
He started when he was a student with the nonviolent
movement,
you know. And then he went on there as the leader of the civil rights group. Actually, it was called the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee. One of the first participants in that key 1965 civil rights protest, which, of course, we know was pushing for voting rights from Selma to Alabama's capital of Montgomery. Lewis, who had his skull broken, we're talking about bashed in by the white Caucasian police officers during the march across the Edmund Pettus Bridge in Selma, was by his own count, Rashad. He was arrested more than 40 times during his days of civil rights activism. We're talking about a powerful man and a fighter, and he says he's not going to go down without fighting for this.
And one thing he would always say is, get in good trouble.
Yes.
Good trouble. And he has always done that for us.
Yes. You know, we're going to talk about pancreatic cancer and all of that during this time that we have today. But first, we want to go to the phones. We have with us former Atlanta Mayor Bill Campbell. How are you doing, Mr. Mayor?
Well, it's a difficult time, as you can imagine, Maria and Rashard, just because it's a very difficult fight against pancreatic cancer. John Lewis is one of my dearest and oldest friends. We shared an office together for a number of years on the Atlanta City Council. And my mother tragically died of pancreatic cancer, stage 4 pancreatic cancer. So I'm very, very familiar with the disease, with how it affects African Americans. Almost 70% more African Americans contract pancreatic cancer. And that puts us at a great risk. But as you pointed out, Rashard, there's been no fighter in our history, in the history of this country, than John Lewis. And so if anyone can prevail, we know that John Lewis will be able to do so.
If you're just joining us, we are talking to former Atlanta Mayor Bill Campbell. He is on the line with us this morning as myself, Maria Boynton, and Rashad Richie talk about Congressman John Lewis, who is battling pancreatic cancer. Rashad.
Mr. Mayor, what does it mean to the world for a Congressman John Lewis to still be active, especially in this current political narrative where you have seen a de-evolution of our political civility? What does it mean to have a conscious voice like Congressman Lewis?
I really believe that John Lewis is one of the most important figures in the 20th century. He, not only through his actions, and Maria pointed out, he led the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee. That was in 1960. He was a student at Fisk University. And many people believe that getting students and young people involved in the movement, you may remember, It was the students who began the sit-ins at A&T in Greensboro. And John Lewis took the same path in Nashville where he was a student. And not only did he take the path, you talked about being beaten on the Edmund Pettus Bridge. He was one of the original Freedom Riders where they set the bus on fire. And had it not been for the Lord looking down on him, he would have perished while they set the bus on fire and then tried to keep them from being able to get off of the bus. And then he was still beaten with an axe handle once he did get off. So John Lewis has given more than any individual that I know of, not just with his words, but with his actions. And he was able to bend the arc of history. Everything that we know today is a product of what John Lewis has done for America. And I would say that this fight is a fight for all of us, because John Lewis belongs to all of us. And what he has done in fighting against the rampant racism of the president, or fighting for environmental racism, or fighting against apartheid in South Africa, John Lewis has always been at the forefront of positive change. And he is a dear friend. And the one thing, what a lovely tribute from Larry Tinsley. But I will tell you, John Lewis is not done yet. There's a lot of fight in him.
That's right.
We're going to continue to see him go forward.
Former Mayor Bill Campbell, thanks for being with us today. We're talking about Congressman John Lewis, who is battling pancreatic cancer. And Mayor Bill Campbell, when we talk about him taking that path, when they dedicated and renamed Freedom Parkway to John Lewis Freedom Parkway last year, we were all there. And he was all smiles. Yes, it was a great day, full of energy. And I said, Congressman, how do you feel? He said, I'm just so happy. I'm just so happy this is going and going through, and so many people are here to say thank you to me. I mean, there are many times that we can talk about where he has been awarded such privilege because he deserves it. We talk about the 40 honorary degrees that he has. That doesn't begin to even scratch the surface. But let's go back to last year, Mayor Campbell, what do you remember most and best about the path that they laid there for him when they renamed Freedom Parkway after Congressman Lewis?
I will tell you that one of the proudest moments of my life is driving down the interstate and seeing, for all of the millions of people who go through Atlanta, John Lewis Freedom Parkway, Andy Young International Parkway. It just gives you a real sense that these are the people, the architects of the modern America that we know. John Lewis has done it and continues to do it. And as you know, he had a sit-in on the floor of Congress because of gun violence and the failure of the Congress to act on gun legislation. So John Lewis has been there on every important issue. You know, Maria and Richard, I say all the time that having John Lewis is like knowing Benjamin Franklin or Thomas Jefferson or Alexander Hamilton. He is one of the most important figures in history, and we are just so blessed to have him, and we're going to continue to pray that we have him for even longer.
I got to say this because I'm looking at President Trump's Twitter feed, and I don't mean to damper the situation, but leadership matters.
Yes, it does.
Yesterday, President Obama released a statement via Twitter. He said, if there's one thing I love about Representative John Lewis, it's his incomparable will to fight. He said that. Then he said, and I quote, I know he's got a lot more of that left in him. And he talked about praying for Congressman Lewis, his friend. If you look at President Trump's Twitter, crickets, crickets, nothing, not a word about this, as you say, Mayor Campbell, architect of America.
Well, as you may remember, Richard, Trump attacked John Lewis.
Yeah.
At the outset of his time in office. And I think that we have to hold John Lewis up as an example of what we want our country to be and how we want people to react to the political leadership. John Lewis is one of the most humble, most accomplished leaders in the history of our country. Think about this. In 1963, John Lewis was one of the speakers at the March on Washington. He was the youngest speaker of the March on Washington and the only surviving member after Dr. King and all the great speakers of that incredible day. So his arc of his commitment and his service has been legend, and we're all better for it. And as I say, my dear friend John Lewis, who I have loved and followed and just believe that he is one of God's chosen people. And he will win this fight, because we have to win this fight, because there's no one like John Lewis, I'll tell you that.
Mayor Campbell, thank you so much for your time. Everyone, you're listening to our coverage of civil rights icon Representative John Lewis announcing that he has stage 4 pancreatic cancer. Mayor Campbell, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Mayor.
I'm Maria Boyington with Rashad Ritchie. Stay with us. Coming up next, when we return, State Senator Nakima Williams, who, of course, is the state Democratic chair for the state party of Georgia. Everyone, we will be back momentarily. I'm Maria Boyington on the People's Station, V103.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.